I'm Amy Sullivan, and this is Impolite Company, a show where we talk about the tricky subjects polite people are supposed to avoid, especially religion and politics. Hello and happy summer, listeners. Well, Nish is out floating down some river with her ridiculously attractive outdoorsy family, and I'll just point you to her Instagram page if you want to see what that looks like. So I'm here to check in with a brief update during our midsummer break between seasons of Impolite Company. First, I wanted to assure those of you who were expecting one final episode from our first season that you did not, in fact, imagine that announcement, nor did you miss an extra episode. A little over a month ago, Nish and I recorded a finale show that was just a perfect wrap-up for our first season. It was funny, exasperated, touched on a half dozen outrages that seemed like a big deal at the time. And then we discovered that the audio was completely unusable. And then we tried to re-record, and then the summer got messy. So we have taken a break until Labor Day. And along with spending quality time with our families, we're sharpening our technical skills so that you don't have to miss a single one of our trenchant observations for season two. We might beat ourselves up over all the technical difficulties we had this year, but honestly, Nish and I didn't even know each other at this point 1 year ago. So we figure we're doing pretty well to have gotten this far. I also want to send our gratitude and appreciation to the Patreon supporters of Impolite Company, those of you who make it possible for us to produce and distribute the show during the rest of the year. If you'd be interested in joining them and want to financially support the show, please visit patreon.com, that's patreon.com/impolitecompany. There's been a lot going on this summer in the worlds of religion and politics, a lot, and it has been killing us not to talk about it all with you. Every few days, one of us texts something in all caps like, "Ah!" And the other one replies, "Which of the things? There are so many things." Because there's always at least five kinds of complete nonsense going on at any given time. Today, however, there's a noteworthy follow-up to a story we covered a few times last year, especially in episode 13, which aired in January. The Vatican announced this week that Pope Francis has officially changed the Church Catechism to call use of the death penalty, quote, inadmissible. Now, that revision makes formal what the last three popes, really starting with John Paul II, have each argued, that capital punishment serves no useful purpose in modern society, and it's a, quote, attack on the dignity of the person, unquote, as Francis wrote this week. You can hear more about what this might mean for American politics going forward around the 35-minute mark of episode 13 if you want to re-listen, or if you missed it the first time around. Now, you may remember that we put out a call for your praise stories a few months back. We wanted to hear the things in your life that are making you happy or bringing you joy. But I gotta say, the response was, there's no other word for it. It was underwhelming, listeners. And I'm going to assume that that's because you're all too busy out there enjoying those moments of happiness. But I do want to shout out a few of you who got in touch with us, including Julie, who's traveling to Italy this summer. Graham, who sent us some just adorable and inspiring photos from a beach camp for kids undergoing cancer treatment. And Sandy, who wanted to remind us that the world is just this close to eradicating polio, which in the whole span of world history is just an amazing global accomplishment. But before I leave you to the rest of your summer, and I want to do that, I'm going to pass along a few praiseworthy recommendations of my own. First, and most importantly, friend of the pod, Kathy Kong, has a new book out this week that I think a lot of you would find really valuable. It's called Raise Your Voice: Why We Stay Silent and How to Speak Up. And the book is made for this moment in which a lot of people who previously considered themselves apolitical or were already busy focused on other matters have found that they just cannot stay silent anymore. At the same time, they're not necessarily sure how to speak up. It's just not something that they are practiced at. So Kathy has written what is, incredibly useful guide. She writes from a Christian perspective about discerning God's call for your voice, among other things. But Raise Your Voice is a powerful resource for people of any faith tradition or no faith tradition at all, and I urge you to check it out. Secondly, if you need a niche fix, and who doesn't? She appeared earlier this summer on an episode of the podcast Her with Amina Brown, which is always worth your time. They talked about religion and politics, they talked about what resistance looks like, and they talked about Beyoncé, because of course you talk about Beyoncé. I also want to direct you to another podcast called Truth's Table. It's something you should absolutely be listening to on a weekly basis. The show is hosted by three thoughtful, spiritual, funny Black women, including our friend Michelle Higgins. And last week, they released an episode called I Am Not Your Superwoman, about the often well-intentioned but nonetheless deeply problematic practice of referring to Black women, either as individuals or as a class, as superheroes who will save us all. It is a powerful, painful, thought-provoking discussion about the ways in which people can dehumanize each other with words that sound like praise but are, in fact, deeply hurtful. I'm assigning it as your impolite company homework for the summer. And finally, if you haven't already seen it, I urge you to click the link in our show notes for the video of Amy Grant singing with attendees of the Wild Goose Festival this July. I wasn't there. I had friends who were. And what you'll see on the video is that Amy Grant just showed up one evening to a beer and hymns sing-along, brought her guitar with her, and proceeded to lead an entire group in a sing-along to El Shaddai. Cormac, my four-year-old, who regular listeners will remember is kind of obsessed with Amy Grant, has watched the clip at least a dozen times so far, and he has now added a sing-along with Amy Grant to his life goals list. So I got that challenge for me. That's all for this week's mini-episode. Impolite Company is produced by the ever-patient and always invaluable Constantine Hios. If you have some time while waiting for season two, do us a favor and rate the show on iTunes, won't you? It's the very best way to let other people know about us. And if you'd like to support the show financially, check out our Patreon page and consider doing something financially so we can continue to expand these conversations. Until Labor Day, have fun storming the castle, kids.